Well, what's going to happen soon?
School.
Hooray! Yay! Yay! Everybody's happy.
No, I'm not happy.
Oh, you're not?
I'm happy about school. The only thing I'm happy about is I got new school supplies, and this is my first year with them.
Oh, but that you're happy about it, aren't you? It's so exciting. There's so much newness going on. New teachers, new school sometimes.
You know?
New people. You're going to meet new people, right?
Some people we know from first grade.
Correct. But then you're going to meet. So it's all new and so exciting, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And When your first classes, they always do this. They even did it when I was in school. What'd you do this summer? Yeah, you got to figure out, what can I write down? That's going to sound exciting and not boring, right? Because we want the teacher to think we are the smartest, greatest person there is, right?
We have to do schoolwork.
But also, one of the things that you're going to ask us a lot of questions. Keep going and going and questions and questions. And they want to know how much we know. They want to know how much we learned from yesterday. We want to learn how much we learned last year in our other class, don't they? They're always full of questions. In our Bible lesson today, disciples were going back to school also. Can you guess who was their teacher?
Jesus, God.
Yes, Jesus was their teacher. Can you imagine Jesus being your teacher? Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Just think of all the things you get to learn from Jesus. He was very smart. But he could always tell you a story, and you would get it, and you would understand it. Sometimes in school, it's kind of hard. You have to listen and listen sometimes where you really understand it. So today, Jesus was asking the disciples, who do men say I am? And one of the disciples said, I know. And he said, without being asked, he said, some people say your name is John the Baptist. And then another one goes, I know. He doesn't know. I know. He says, some of them say that he is Elijah. Then another one says, no, I know it. Some of them said you're Jeremiah, the prophet. And Jesus said, that's right, but who do you say I am? Who do you say that he is?
Jesus, the Son of God.
He's the Son of God. Yes, he's the Son of God, and he is the living God, and he is going to be there forever for us. So, right away, Peter said, you are the living God. You are the one. So, and Jesus said, you are right. You didn't learn that by listening to other people. It was taught, and you learned it in your heart. And that's what we do in school. We learn everything in our heart. And in Sunday school, we learn everything in our heart. And as we read the Bible, we learn everything in our heart. So, the lesson that the disciples learned that day is just as important today as it was and then years ago, is that Jesus is our living God. Let us pray. Dear Father, when people are searching for the answer to the question, who is Jesus, help us to be ready with the answer in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. I have little school bags for you. So, each one of you gets, so you can start school with new